Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for May 6, 2010. My name's Martin Drummond. I'm talking to you today about the monopoly money of ego. You'll recall what the scriptures say, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's in Proverbs 16:18 in the King James Version. We've all had occasions when we elevated ourselves on the flimsy ladder of pride and then fell splat on the ground because of our false confidence. Life is so much better, though, when we realize that God and His purposes are so much bigger than we are. That we're as a blade of grass here for a moment, and then we're gone. Combining that sense of humility with the knowledge that God loves us so deeply is the key, I'm convinced, to having a balanced, humble, productive life for the kingdom. This view was reinforced in my mind and heart this morning when I read John 4:43-54. Jesus was visiting Cana in Galilee, the site of his first miracle, when a royal official from King Herod's administration came to him with a desperate plea. The official's son was dying, and he was convinced that the only hope for healing rested with Jesus. Rather than snapping his fingers in order to instantly get the child out of playing kickball, though, Jesus said something surprising to the heartbroken father. Actually, one could argue that it was cold-hearted. Here's what he said. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe. Now, some dads might have gotten ticked off at this street preacher's in-your-face display of bluntness. This official, however, suppressed any sense of offense that would have inflated his pride and clogged his ears. Why? Because the needs of his child were far more important than the pseudo-need of his ego. Sir, come down before my child dies, the official said. You may go, your son will live, Jesus said. The man believed Jesus and left. He wasn't even home yet when his servants ran to him with the news that the boy was healed. Further inquiries showed the healing occurred at the exact time Jesus spoke it into being. Wow. It's amazing to see what humility can accrue to the benefit of those who possess it. Pride in the father's heart would have blocked the child's healing. Humility was the bridge between God's power and the child's need. Now that's a lesson we can take to the bank. Satan doesn't want us to believe this, of course, and he certainly doesn't want us to apply it. But he's not your boss. Please don't treat him like one. Listen, pride is not your friend. Humility is. And it's the friend of your loved ones and friends who need your intercession with Jesus. When you have some special person in need, you need to go to the Lord and beg for help. It's true that you might not like it when the Holy Spirit convicts your heart about the sin in your life. But taking those shots to your pride is a small price to pay in return for the outpouring of sustaining or even healing power that might flow into the life of your loved one. Please don't let your wounded pride get in the way of your fervent prayers to God for a loved one's healing or for your weekly attendance at church for your kid's spiritual strengthening. In eternity, it won't matter who wounded your ego. It will matter, though, if you allowed that wounded ego to keep you from going to the Lord for help to the loved one in need. As always, I love you, Martin.